But this is a 21-year-old
limo.
Do you remember her, kind
of? No, I don't.
We'll see.
Nope. We usually don't see who.
We're called to order the meeting of the Board of Equalization at 8:31. There will announce the posting of the Open Meetings Act over on the east wall there behind Scott. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Lytle, Byers, Tiemann, Dorn, Bauman will be gone all day. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Byers, a second by Lytle. Tiemann. Vote. and Byers is his. Yeah, we'll change Bauman and change Byers just back here.
My goodness.
6-0.
I'm against.
In favor?
Isn't it your motion?
Made the motion and you're against it then, yeah.
Yeah. I think Don did that just to get my attention.
Okay. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann to approve minutes of the previous meeting. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Looks like Gus is our public today. So.
Nobody wants to get out in the snow.
Yeah. Okay. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 2 through 5. We've passed that around. It's over here. Let's. They've seen it. Yeah.
Yep, we've seen them.
We'll read them in a little bit. Let everybody have a chance to look at them. Patty, did you have anything while we're waiting for that, I guess?
Basically, those, I believe, are somebody came forth and filed a personal property late, but they did it for 2 years, so we added to the tax rolls. One's a homestead correction, and with that, especially since Eric's kind of new on the board, on a homestead, they have 3 years to check income on a person that files. And if they see that something's wrong with one of those 3 years, you know, on the income part, we handle all the income. And homesteads for those that are over 65 and on limited income, disabled. So we handle the forms, but we send all the income part that they fill out up to the department. At that point, through Social Security numbers and through their income tax, they can look at the income as what that person filed on that homestead. And if something comes up on the flag that, hey, you can't deduct this, you can't deduct that, then they send us a correction back and say, okay, this person's now disapproved, it only gets 50, whatever. So that's what goes on. You know, they have 3 years to check on that income level. So that is what, you know, when they send that out, then we have to adjust the tax statement like we do. And anytime we adjust a tax statement, it has to go on a correction.
The homestead exemption is primarily based on income?
Primarily, you become a veteran, and laws have really changed now. And I've been at a class last week. I know Annette was here 2 weeks ago. I had a class. You know, we're still discussing some things on there because some of it's a little confusing. There's two on a veteran now that it doesn't matter on income and it doesn't matter on value of the home. And that's new. So we're still trying to understand that law a little bit better.
Is that more of a new one on the veterans?
Well, you have to be a service-connected vet, not non-service. It has to be service-connected. And it also, then you start getting into the widow of a service-connected veteran can still have it. If that service-connected widow gets married, then it becomes more of an issue and can come off. So there's a lot of things that I'm still learning. So, you know,
but
and we
Patty,
just...
Patty, several of these are personal property from businesses.
Two of them.
Okay.
What happened is they came forward and told us they were supposed to file and didn't.
Okay. Because they've been in Lancaster County and came in...
Well, I don't know that... they just said... is that what Annette wrote on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, then Lancaster contacted us. They filed in the wrong place, so they came here, and it's 2 years that we've collected. So it's an addition to the tax rolls here.
Okay.
But the one that I'm talking, there is a homestead one in there.
Homestead one, yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, we're just kind of learning that because we just mailed them out and we have to know. Now, the disability ones are not as common as the over 65. Those are a fine, you know. We can do those pretty easily. We actually do, and this is, you know, for media, whatever. If an older person is not able to get in here, we will go to the house and help them if they feel comfortable with that. You know, I've done it in Wymore. Linda's went out to a couple people in Beatrice. You know, we don't want them out on these days like this, and sometimes that's when they come.
What's the income? How low is it?
I'd have to look, Denny. I have a chart down there. We have all the information in the office, you know, people that are, you know, but a lot of these elderly don't have the computers and don't have, so we try to make it as easy as we can for them, you know, to help them. They come in and they don't have the right papers because a lot of them, unfortunately, don't have people that are taking care of them. I mean, you know, so we try to help that way. You know, at the end, we look, we have a list. We try to figure out, okay, who hasn't filed now? We contact them all. Sometimes they think that we're telemarketers and they hang up, and so we have to contact them back. So we are making every attempt to help the elderly, you know. But that can be difficult because they don't have the paperwork in hand. You know, they don't have a guardian appointed. So, you know, we're kind of taking a chance, but I think it's, the state says at the end, they can check things through their process, too. So, you know, if we don't do it exactly right, you know, some part I get a little bit, where do we stop and where do we, you know.
Reimbursement for the homestead, I mean, exemption, comes from the state. So
everything
it's not,
comes back at the end.
Yeah, it's not like our county is picking up that amount that they're exempted. That's part of a program that the state has.
Then also, you know, people go to the nursing home. We have to determine if anybody's living in the house, if it's being rented out. At points, we may have to go out and say, is the furnishing still here? You know, if it's empty, it's not being rented, then we can allow that person in the nursing home to continue to have it. If somebody's in there renting it out, then it gets pulled. So those are the things that we do at the homestead level, you know, just to make it easier for people. And believe me, I'd rather have them call us than fall or come in here on a bad day. Because believe me, sometimes they are the ones that will get out. And
yeah, it's important to them, so they'll be here this morning. Yeah.
Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But
we haven't had, you know, and they just go up. They just went out now, and they have until June 30th to file them. So there's no hurry, you know, to get in here right today. So, but that's kind of where we're at.
Do we need to read these in? Or no?
No.
Then we need a motion.
I would move to approve the tax correction slips 2 through 5.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Lytle to approve tax correction slips 2 through 5. Any more discussion on that? Or Patty, sorry.
No. I kind of explained it just because I want, you know, Eric to understand.
Vote 6-0 in favor. Anything else this morning, Patty?
Well, I did go to a 2-day class last week, so I've already got 7 hours of education, 7 or 8. It was like a partial day and then another day, so I have to get 60 hours of continuing ed now with my job again, so started that off just staying on track with everything. And at that point, what is good about that is the property tax division puts that on, so I don't have to pay for any of the classes.
Great.
You know, which makes it very, very good. Now, Annette, as my deputy, when you are an assessor or a deputy assessor, especially assessor, you have to pass 2 IAAO classes in a 4-year time span. One's course 101 and one's course 300. Those are usually out in Kearney. Those run about $500 for the class. And then you've got your lodging. So I'm at $1,000 when I send somebody out for training.
You're putting that into your budget.
Yep,
so.
Yep. But that's just kind of where, you know, so I try to, because I've had those 2 classes, I try to go to those free ones.
Is your 60 hours over a 4-year period,
yes,
too?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. If I wouldn't have got that in, then I would have had to retake the assessor's exam and do all that. So, and I took it back in 1980, so I don't want to retake that. So.
I definitely think Annette should.
Well, and she's, yeah, she's, and I sent her to some board meetings just so she could get an idea of what's going on, and I think that's good for her, you know.
She does a real good job.
Yeah. And it'll get easier as you keep, you know, as you go to them and stuff, so. If anybody has any questions for me, personal property will be another thing that'll be going out due May 1, so that's the homestead's personal right now, and then we're working on the statistics. My liaison was down yesterday for the. And at some point, I may bring a little bit more information to you about what I do with that, too.
Yep.
Keep it simple, but at least you have a snapshot of what I do. Hope it doesn't snow a lot.
But you're in charge of that.
You did tell Eric, since he's on the board now, there's a 90% chance his taxes will go up next year.
Oh, no. Sure, thanks. And it's all
not
my
so.
Fault. It's
yeah,
all
mine
my
did.
Fault.
Mine keep, sure did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'd make a comment, but Danny told me not to while those two were there.
That's exactly right. You, don't you forget.
Actually, Terry's... These guys haven't given me too hard of a time. They kind of understand it. I don't know if they like it, but I think they get it.
Yeah.
Right?
We're most right.
Yep. You're one of the ladies in the county that we don't want to upset. I found that out.
No. Don't say that either.
No.
Sorry. Just remember, I'm going to put a wallpaper on my office that says I'm only responsible for the valuation.
I know.
We talked about that.
I know it. No, and you have been real easy to visit with. We thank you for that.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. I'll just
thank
say
you.
That
I
to people.
I appreciate that.
So,
my constituent
so.
Lives with me is still complaining about her ag land taxes.
Yeah.
So.
And I think I got a call from somebody I need to talk to that's probably from your family tree or whatever.
Okay.
So, any more for equalization? If not, meeting readjourned to the board of directors meeting, board of supervisors meeting. So adjourned.